This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Oshkosh police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident. That accident happened about 6:30 last night at 3rd in Ohio. A vehicle hit a pedestrian and left the scene. A 38-year-old man was killed. A driver has been arrested by police. The Oshkosh Common Council is again looking for a way to do away with special assessments. The city for years has been looking for a way to stop having homeowners pay for road and sewer improvements. The latest proposal is to charge a citywide car registration fee of $35 per vehicle. The city estimates there's better than 40,000 plus vehicles that would generate better than $1.5 million per year. The new registration fee would only cover future projects and not past assessments. The charge would appear on your vehicle registration form. The proposal is still under consideration by the Common Council. Utilities would also help by paying out for sewer and road projects. There will not be a spring primary election at Oshkosh. Five candidates have filed papers for the City Council, including Chris Larson, Christopher Ulrich, Jacob Flom, Tom Azuma, and DJ Nichols. All are newcomers. For the school board, four candidates have qualified: the incumbents Beth Wyman, Christopher Carnes, and Chris Wright, and newcomer Timothy Hess. Most county board races are again unopposed this year. Page 2, Oshkosh Restaurant Week starts a week from today. Nearly 30 restaurants are participating. It's $12 for breakfast, $17 for a three-course lunch, and $29 for a three-course dinner. Restaurant Week runs 10 days in all. Sponsor 4 Imprint is offering a special tumbler for people who eat out 3 times during the promotion. A quick reminder that the Chamber's Business 2024 Outlook Survey is due tomorrow. The survey may be in your email inbox, or you can contact the Chamber of Commerce. A second winter storm is coming our way. The National Weather Service says the snow and wind come in Friday, and then single-digit temperatures for highs most of next week. Go Transit will add that morning tripper bus route to Oshkosh North. The additional bus service begins on January 23rd. Go Transit says the additional bus will ensure safer and more comfortable trips for all passengers. Turning to sports, some good news here. I told you earlier this week that Ty Halliburton was injured. Well, the Indiana Pacers say it's just a sprained hamstring, and Ty should be back in a couple of weeks. And Lourdes Academy's girls basketball team is ranked number 7 this week in the D5 basketball rankings. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.